It seems no matter what you do or how you do it, you cannot satisfy everybody. This is the eighth principle of dealing with discouragement. There is one way, however, that the great problem of human relations can be satisfactorily taken care of. In this great country, the Democrats and the Republicans differ strongly. We have religions of all sorts and kinds. We have so many differences of opinion, and yet we have a semblance of order, which is something to be proud of. Please stop thinking that it is wrong to disagree with others. If Columbus had not disagreed with the rest of the world when he did, we would not have had America when we did. If Edison had not disagreed with the rest of the world when he did, we wouldn't have had electric lights when we had them. There is nothing wrong with disagreement. But we must always bear in mind what a wise old sage said many years ago. If we must disagree, let us disagree without being disagreeable. Oh, if we could only learn this one great principle of life, to disagree without being disagreeable, we could avoid most of the very unhappy experiences that we have in dealing with people. This is especially true as people put on years. Too many people grow old, and with the growing old, grow more disagreeable. If we could only learn to grow in sweetness, in friendliness, in helpfulness, the passing years would not be so difficult. When we think of sweetness, we always associate it with childhood because we see so little of it in people of advanced years. If people would only learn to age instead of growing old, they could retain the sweetness of life and would not become so discouraged as they add years to their lives. A person should make up his mind to enjoy the 50s, 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. He can, if he will train himself. He can train himself to enjoy the later years in life as much as he did when he was much younger. A person in his 50s and the 60s now has lived long enough to be able to think so much better than a child of 12 or 14. It is important that we watch ourselves carefully so that we disagree without being disagreeable. When we can do that, we will never be alone. People will want us around. Children will have much greater respect for us. And more than anything else, we will have greater respect for ourselves.